Yeah, so you mentioned Kieran Rooney. He's actually a political journo, and you're wondering why he was writing about Uber Eats in footy seats.
Mm-hmm.
I always look down the bottom. It says he's in Los Angeles. He said, Kieran Rooney, the Herald Sun attended Angel Stadium, Anaheim, as a guest of Uber. So that's what's called a junket in journalism terms. So you travel over there. I've done a couple of these. You travel over, sit in the stand, have a bit of free food, few beers, and then come back again and write a story about
just
it.
Just like the day you wet your pants meeting Andre Agassi.
Yeah, bubble story.
Yeah. Unfortunately, lent back on a water fountain. So we'll tell that maybe another day.
Righto. Okay. Straighten up, Stephen. Can you straighten up and give you some news?
Now, we've touched on this throughout the show already, so briefly we'll recap on Brad Scott. A four-year deal to join Essendon, around $900 a year. He'll have a presser at about 11:30 today. So
you'll be there?
I won't be there.
Oh, okay.
No, there'll be some jostling for the first question, no doubt. I'd say Tony Jones would be a $1.40 favourite to get the first one in. Tom Brown maybe $2. So they'll be jostling for the first question. Officially interviewed yesterday, as Whitey said, weeks of discussions. They kept it low key, and they've stayed true to their word. They said they wanted an experienced coach half, and that's what they ended up with.
Well, they did. There wasn't too many in the field, as it turns out. But they did say at the very start, David Barham, or Paul Barham, depending on which service you read, suggested that they want someone with experience, and he was the man.
Yeah, and Jimmy Bartel, our man, has put his hand up as saying, look, he wouldn't rule himself out of that job. It's a plum job that Brad Scott had at the AFL, a wide-ranging role as head of footy, overseeing the game itself, umpiring, the ARC, the MRO. So that's a huge job. Some other names I'd have in contention for that. I reckon Simon Lloyd at Geelong, really solid operator.
Is he not happy at Geelong? Is he
Oh, no, but you'd progress, wouldn't you, if you're in a footy manager role in a club land, you'd progress on from that. So he's a great operator. The
this
other one's
Jimmy Bartel's comment, just by the way, last night. I'd be interested in it. I have a passion for the game and administration. I would listen if they came knocking. That's who he confirmed on the radio last night.
Rob Auld's the other one.
Isn't he a GWS director?
Yeah, but he can move on. Okay. Rob Auld's already at the AFL in a sort of secondary role there, so he's a chance. The other one, Sam Power, smart man, and could do that job quite easily.
Where do you know him from?
He's out at the kennel.
Okay, just checking.
So, a very smart man, Sam Power. More news on the Hawthorn situation, the scandal. Jeff Kennett's been very quiet half.
Well, he's been overseas. Uncontactable, apparently. Anyone who's overseas these days, according to the news yesterday.
So, he put out one of those letters to members, which he tends to do late in the day. Obviously, the Players Association are saying that it should be an independent, or the players are saying independent hearing. They don't want an AFL-type hearing. These are the First Nations players. And Kennett came out and said it would be an understatement to say we were horrified at the stories. The review was never meant to be forensic, which I found a strange term. If you're not going to be forensic, what's the point of a review?
Well, can you call it forensic if you haven't interviewed the parties?
That's right.
Or all the parties are involved.
So by saying the review was never meant to be forensic, you're basically saying it's a half-baked review.
Well, it is.
Well, a review has to be forensic. So it's forensic in some ways, but we've only gone half there. Is that what he's saying? So what he's saying is we just wanted to learn the experiences of past and present First Nations players. We weren't being forensic. He went on to say a solution must be found very quickly for all parties involved. And the AFLPA also says that the league should not be overseeing the formation of that four-person panel. So we need an independent panel to name an independent panel to come up with a review. So this is a mess. We've now gone on, Whitey, it's probably 8 days now since this story broke. We still haven't got the four-person panel. We haven't even started this process.
Yep, that's true. That is true.
Yeah.
Who knows where it goes from here, Stephen?
Yeah, Collingwood best and fairest on tonight, the Copeland Trophy. That's the iconic BNF, no doubt, the Copeland. It'll be a big night tonight. Still undecided. Degoe at the moment, Jordan Degoe. Hopefully, I think there's a chance, half there could be an announcement tonight. If it's positive for Collingwood, you'd think re-signing. If you don't hear anything by tonight, I think that's a worrying sign that perhaps he's waiting for the BNF to get out of the way. And then St Kilda and now Essendon hovering around. So that's certainly
Essendon hovering as well.
Yeah, Essendon have got involved. So it's certainly dragged on.
Well, it seems that Collingwood are digging its heels in and are not. They're not going to remove those behavioural clauses. Mm.
Well, they don't. Well, clearly they don't seem to think that they are
over the top.
Yeah, extreme. Whereas Jordan seems to think that they are unnecessary and extreme. The Pies have said to themselves, well, this is what we put in there. Put in there for a reason. They're not too bad. If you don't have any problems, we don't have any problems.
Yeah, the way this can work in the past, maybe he gets through the BNF if he is leaving, and then quiet press release Whitey about 4 o'clock Sunday, slip it out that he wants to leave. So that's the way we tend to see it happen. Very unusual, the scenario where Josh Dunkley had already announced he's leaving and then turning up at a BNF. Some more retirement news. Luke Dalhouse has gone after 225 games, Bulldogs and Geelong. He had a pretty good career.
Very little good career.
225 games.
Yeah,
actually, I would have thought about 160.
Yeah, a good career. He was, I just remember in the 16 prelim, GWS Bulldogs, he was sensational in that game. At that stage, real hardened type. He went into the midfield, so tough with his forward pressure. He was pretty good at Geelong. But in the end, they got these younger small forwards like Myers, and obviously Stengel came in, and he got squeezed out.
Yep. No, good player for rookie list. Ended up with a great career. So well done, Luke.
Started with dreadlocks, little Lukey Dalhouse.
Yeah, and ended with none.
Yes.
And it was the right way to end, no dreadlocks.
Mature way to end.
Yep.
Yep. And just finally, of course, the Cats. Tanner Bruin, Jack Bowes and Connor McKenna. Imagine if they slot those in half, in the mix for those. They're pretty good at making things happen, aren't they, Geelong?
Ollie Henry?
Yeah, and Holly Henry.
Just topping up with some young talent.
Juppie says that you're a wonderful news hound, an awful price assessor.
Price assessor?
Over your TJ $1.40, Tom Brown
right.
$2.
Top. He thinks TJ will be shorter.
Well, it depends.
Oh, no, you're right, because if someone's $1.40, you probably Tommy Brown's $2.60.
Yeah. Well, ask Jamie Rogers. Market. Jamie Rogers will give us that market a little bit later on. I'm sure there'll be a market for that question. First question today.
I'm about to call Archie Alexander. That's the best name in training, surely, Archie. And he's got some runners at Ballarat.
Enver's the best.
Enver Josephoric.
Yep.
EJ to his mates.
Yep.
Stephen, well done.
Cheers, half.
Appreciate that. Mark Stevens.
Maybe we can get a junket to the Anaheim Stadium and test out the food.
We might have time for it. We'll see. Mark Stevens, sport report for the Harpavirin Hotel. High Street in Kew. It's the pub you've been looking for all the footy finals in our NRL Grand Final this week, remember. Spring racing, Turnbull Stakes Day Saturday. Live and loud. Come and call yourself a local at the Harpavirin Hotel. Did you know